Hello and Happy New Year! Welcome to 2024! Welcome to Season 3 of the Angler News KZN Fishing Report! Guys, I am your host, Vinay Sugreem. It is great to be back. It is a new year with new horizons, and I wish you all the best when it comes to bending rods and full live bait wells and all the action that you deserve from this year's fishing trips that you have planned. And you know what? I hope there is going to be a lot of them, because if anything was last year to go by, this year is definitely going to be absolutely epic. Now, let's talk about the fishing reports. What's been going on since Christmas to New Year? Well, we do know there's been a lot of rain out on the KZN coastline. There's a lot of dirty water, and you know what? That does bring through a fair amount of food into our ocean, so there is a lot of fishing. The fishing has been absolutely fantastic. There hasn't been too many edibles, but it's certainly a non-ed show. It is shark season, so if you haven't got a shark by now, well, you are in for a treat, because we are going to tell you all the areas you are bound to get them. If you are out offshore fishing, well, there is plenty action from Durban all the way up the North Coast. And as for the Midlands, well, you know what? It's time to hit the coast, boys. There's not too much going on out there. However, the private dams has produced some fish, and we will tell you more about that in great detail as we get into the show. But for now, a bit of housekeeping, and we would like to give a huge shout out to the Kingfisher. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher. They're happy to be on board again. They are giving us another year of fishing content. We cannot have these shows without them. We cannot be as up to date and involved without them. So you know what? Once again, thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, these are the stores that are available to you.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
And there we have it. Those are the guys that are bringing us the latest content that KZN has to offer. And huge shout out to the guys from their stores. They are still involved. They are sending us the content throughout the holidays. They are busy, as you can imagine, during this festive period. But they are still getting us some fresh content. So big up to the Kingfisher and all our reporters that have kept their ears on the ground throughout this festive period. Now let's get into this week's show, starting off down the South Coast, as we always do, with our South Coast guru, Adam, who is talking about some dirty water and how difficult the challenge, well, how the challenges are in finding that clean water. Guys, Adam is going to tell us all about it. And there has been some good catches, don't get me wrong. As much as that water has been unpleasant, there has been some great catches. So make sure to check that out on our YouTube channel, where Adam has sent through some really epic content. And if you want to see what the water conditions are like down the South Coast before you plan your trip this week, well, make sure to check out that YouTube channel. Guys, here is Adam reporting from the Lower South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community. As always, guys, I hope everyone had a fantastic December. I hope everyone ushered in the new year. You know, I really hope all of us have a blessed year ahead. And to all the anglers out there, no matter what facet of fishing you do, I hope this year is your year to catch your PB or a target species you've been wanting for quite some time. Now, Vinesh, into the meat of things, we have literally been living in Groundhog Day on the coast. We ended last year with non-eds, and we started the new year with non-eds. So guys, if it's a rag, if it's a hammer, if it's a sandy, or if it's a grey shark, and it's on your list, and you haven't caught one yet, what have you been doing? You have to come to the coast, because those non-ed species are everywhere. They just have literally picked up squatters' rights. They've picked all our deep water points and they've gone right here to stay, even in the new year. Was that December 2024? So nothing has changed, unfortunately, Vinesh. We've just had so much sort of boggy days down here. I feel so terrible for the holiday makers. It's just been rain, cloudy days with one or two scattered days of sun where just everyone's flocked to the beach, and yeah, they were few and far between, I must admit. So not really great weather down on the coast, but still nice to see holiday makers doing what holiday makers do. They just go to the beach, because that's what you're here for. You know, lemons, lemonade, you know, I suppose that's just what you do. Now, in terms of the fishing, we've just had so many days of easterly winds down on the lower south coast. I mean, I've lost track. I mean, we're looking at borderline like 2 weeks. I mean, that's insane. We maybe have like an hour where it turns a bit and then it goes, nah, sorry, just kidding. You know, we're back to an east again. So, yeah, it's been absolutely bonkers. But yeah, from two ends of the coast to in between, it's still been a non-ed show. And as I said earlier, we ended the year with non-eds and we start the year with non-eds. The Sandies, the Greys, the Hammers, the Rags, the Catfish are still around. They are still the number one main target species coming out here. You know, we are getting the odd big shad popping up here or there, a bream or two, a cave bass, and a bit of cob in that sort of ginger beer water. But it's still mainly been non-eds, Dinesh. I don't even know what to say. Like I said, they've claimed spotter rights and they're here to stay. I would definitely, though, suggest to any angler looking for anything else to target, you need to seriously go north of Port Shepton River or head further south of South Broome. So Trafalgar, Munster, Glenmore, those particular areas. And again, try and find that sort of ginger beer water where it may be a bit sort of brownish on top, but underneath it's not that bad. It's a bit clean because those non-ed fish are not going to generally be there. And they're going to be in your deeper water spots. They're going to be looking for those smaller fish to feed on. If you're looking for anything to catch other than a non-ed, try and find that ginger beer water. But now moving over to the weather just quickly for the weekend, Vinesh. Friday in northeast, you know, east starts in the morning, picking up steam later on in the day, setting to a constant 20 to 30 k per hour on Saturday, still blowing northeast. I mean, it's grander day, right? Sunday, day of rest, it does seem to be a bit of respite from the longest period of east wind that I've seen on the coast for quite some time. Sunday, a south wind with a gentle blow of around 10 to 20 k's at the most, with a swell of around 1.4 meters plus minus. Not much rain predicted at least, however, and a water temperature hovering quite warm at 24 to 25 in most areas, with a little bit of colder water mixed in here and there. So, yeah, definitely, Vinesh, if anybody's looking for a non-ed fish for the new year, looking to try and catch something that can give them a good tug and a good pull, South Coast your place to be. So otherwise, guys, just want to say for the new year up and coming, I hope everybody has an awesome year ahead. You know, to all the guys out there, hopefully everyone catches a PB. And yeah, guys, let's see what the weather holds for the weekend. It might change maybe, but it does look like Sunday is going to be the day to fish. Vinesh, fellow anglers, I hope everyone has an awesome weekend. Tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. Great to have you part of our show again this year, my friend. It is always great to hear from you, and such great detail in that report as to where to find that inedible action as well as that shad fishing. Guys, like Adam was saying, you know what? This weekend is poised to be absolutely fantastic. Saturday and Sunday are the days to be out there. So get out there, head on to the South Coast. You will get an inedible fish. And when you do, please send us those photos. Now moving on down to Warner Beach and Amanzi and Toti, we are with Gary, who's talking about his stretch from Ilovo upwards. And he has one species in particular to talk about and a bit of a chuckle with an angler he's been, you know, looking at from his window. Anyway, guys, here is Gary from Warner Beach.
Yeah, morning, chaps. Morning to all. Happy New Year to all the chaps, all the angling fraternity. Let's hope we have a good sport this year. And moderation is the key. There's times you can wind it up, but I think the real angler, he knows when to use moderation. I think that's the key to it, really. The water, this side of the river, along with over flats, it's chocolate brown, and right to the north is fine, you know, greeny water. I had a chap lost a big shad there this morning. It jumped at him off, one of those 4 kilo ones, plus, and he got a couple in that sort of kilo and a half range came out. Quite around the rock, more or less. I haven't heard of many flatfish coming out at all. I haven't been down for a couple of days for one reason or the other, but I would like to go down tomorrow. There's chocolate water below me, and I can't get across the river. Chocolate water is just too much. Komasa here, they got quite a few shad as well. But, I did see one grunter being set up the beach in the week. And pretended it was a shed, but I saw him. I did see that. But he was fishing with shed. He put it in a shed. So. Yeah, chefs, well, look, go well, and tight lines till next week then.
Thank you, Gary. Really appreciate your report, my friend. Looks like it's shed all the way in your area, except for the grunter in Amkumas. So, yeah, that's always something to look forward to. A good pull on a surf grunter, always, always fun. Now moving on down to Durban, where it seems as though the purple patch has continued from last year. Boys, Durban has seen a lot of rain. It has seen the rivers coming down, but it has also seen a lot of fish. And Mike V and Brett is going to tell us all about it. So here is the Durban report.
How's it, guys? Hope everybody's doing well. Yes, on the fishing side, there have been some lovely fish caught on the beaches. Some stumpies, grunters. The cob are around because of the dirty water coming out of the rivers, some big shad around. Mixed up in between that, couple of grey sharks, couple of diamonds, odd sandy, nothing to scream off about, but there is fish around. The guys putting in the hours are definitely getting the bite. Some good edibles around because of the dirty water coming out of the rivers. So yeah, just find a spot that isn't got weed and plastic in it and you should be away with a bite. Like at beach next to Blue Lagoon Laguna, there's been a couple shad there, some stumpies, grunters, grey sharks. Addington, closer to the piers, has had some fish there, some stumpies, a couple grunters, odd grey, odd shad, things like that. So yeah, there are some fish to be caught on the beaches. Ski boat side, paddle skis, the guys are getting snook still, quite a few. Mixed in between that, there's a couple kuta around, some tunny. The guys that are fishing on the bottom, still getting some yellowtail. They're still getting keelback on the deep reefs. There's some rock cod, things like that around. So yeah, ski boaters are doing quite well. I've heard of two or three marlin hooked. I think one was landed and two were lost. So even that, there are some marlin around too. In the bay, it is very dirty, the bay. The rivers have come down, but the oaks are still getting some grunter, some snapper salmon and some cob. The kings and that don't really like too much dirty water. So they've gone a bit on the quiet side. There are still some trying. But yeah, if you guys go and put in the effort and the time, I'm sure you will be rewarded. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Good day, guys, and a happy new year to everyone. Yeah, guys, fishing report from the ski boat or Durban side. So, guys, yeah, over the last week, it's been quite a few Dorado, some yellowfin, some quite nice big yellowfin coming out in the deep, and the odd wahoo. Yeah, so, guys, on the bottom fishing side, keelback, quite a few yellowtail, rockhard slingers and soldiers. I've heard anything from the shallows with the snook side, but they should still be there, like for the last time, where they hasn't been the most enjoyable over the last week. But yeah, guys, tight lines and have a good year.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a fantastic report, my friends. Guys, they mentioned virtually every species, whether you are targeting edibles, inedibles, offshore species. Durban is the place to be. I absolutely love it. We do not have to travel too far this weekend. And if you want to know exactly what the conditions are like and where you are going to be getting that fish, well, stay tuned for Mike V's prediction at the end of the show. Now, moving on up to the North Coast, we have Jesse back, who's been extremely busy. He is in holiday destination KZN. Palito Salt Rock, it has been absolutely busy with the holiday makers, but he does have some good reports of what's been coming out, and he is touching on it from pre-Christmas right up to now. Guys, here's Jesse reporting from the North Coast.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. You're going to have to excuse my tired and croaky voice this morning. It's been a bit of a hectic run in the shop with the holiday makers. A lot of our local guys prepping up for fishing now. The fishing improving, and the shop's getting quite busy. So we're firing on all cylinders in the shops. Our Salt Rock branch and Valito branch have been incredibly busy. Not only with the out-of-towners that have come down for holiday, but normally what happens is December is cranking with out-of-towners, and we service a lot of those guys that want to come down here and do some fishing, and that's a lot of running around, and it gets hectic. And then as soon as most of the holiday makers start to head off, go back home, what happens is the beaches quieten down, All of the holiday destinations, especially Mozambique, up north, Cozi, Sudana, down the coast, down in the Transkei area, they all start to calm down a little bit. And that's when most of our local guys start to head out and book some holidays and all of that. And normally what we see is around the first day of Jan, because we are open on New Year's Day, we start to see a change. The holiday makers start to come into the shop less, and more of the local guys, our regular customers, start to come back in, and then they start to prep. We sell a lot of bait during this period. The guys are going away to Mozambique, and the bait is not ideal in Mozambique, quite expensive as well. So we move a lot of bait this time of year. And then stuff for example, Kuta up in Mozambique, the guys that are going up with their boats, a lot of spinning tackle, all of that type of stuff. And we generally have a really good run with the local guys up until about the third week of Jan. So it is quite busy. The shop's going well. We're very well stocked in the shops currently. The only thing that we have a problem with every now and again is our bait holding. And when I say a problem, we always have something. But for example, this time of the year, the mackerel and red eye tend to go off the bite somewhat. And a lot of the time, what happens is we get really low on stock. The guys know that if bait is an issue this time of the year, and the guys will come in and they'll stockpile. So what happens is, if you don't buy your bait, if it's there, there's a very good chance next time you come back, it's not going to be there. So we just urge the guys, if you see bait, buy it. Like I said earlier, there's a lot of people around this time of year, a lot of people going on holiday. Just try and stock up on your bait and to avoid disappointment. So onto the fishing. It's been an interesting week. In fact, I'll say 2 weeks, because last week I actually missed the report, and because I was unavailable, I was quite hectic, quite busy. And so I'll just give you a little bit of last week's update and then this week's update. We've had a heck of a lot of rain on the North Coast here. When I say a heck of a lot of rain, I've got a dam on the property that... It's quite a large dam. I'd say it's about 120 meters by about 60 meters. And what tends to happen is if rain goes a bit dead, if we aren't getting much rain, then it does go down quite quickly. It's not a sealed dam like you'll get all of your larger dams or the smaller dams that are man-made. This is a fairly natural dam. And what happens is when there's little rain, it tends to not dry up, but the level drops significantly. And normally by this time of the year, it's fairly low down. We do have rain this time of the year, but it's with the heat, the evaporation on a small dam like this is significant and it's noticeable. And the last couple of days when I've taken a look at the dam, it's overflowing. It's massive. So it's a good indication about how much rain we've had. And I think now that the M4 is open and I'm driving over the Tongaat River every day to get to work, the water is always off color. It's chocolate brown for the most part, especially over the last week. And the rivers are wide, which indicates that there's a heavy flow coming down. A lot of rain. Hazelmere Dam is full. They're actually letting water out. So, you know, we've seen more rain in the last 2 weeks than we've seen in some time, which is good for fishing. Not immediately though. It generally takes a bit of time for the water conditions to stabilize. And then as soon as it starts stabilizing, what happens is we start seeing more fish like cod coming through. As soon as the water starts turning from brown to green, we start seeing snook. The dirty water is very good for bait. A lot of nutrients and stuff comes down, and obviously your smaller species, your marsh bunker, mackerel, red eye, your scad, all of those fish that eat very small baits. They will pick up any little piece of debris in the water, and if it's not bait, they spit it out. If it's not food for them, they'll spit it out. But if it is food, they eat it. And when things come down the river, there's a heck of a lot of biomatter there. They will eat 90% of the stuff that comes down, and very fine particles and all of that. So it does get the bait to come in a little bit. And that obviously brings the bigger fish in as well. So that's why after the rains, you'll see things like snook and cod biting. They're there for the bait. As far as catches that we've seen in the last week, we've had a significant number of decent-sized shad coming out. I've spoken to a couple of the guys that have been fishing around the Tongat River mouth. Every day I drive past and I see them, there are quite a few guys there every day. No less than 10 people there every day. And they are catching fish. And it's not just shad. We've seen pompano, we've seen wave garrick, we've seen a couple of cob, we've seen snapper salmon. So really good fish there coming out. I've been doing a little bit of spinning in the same area, but just ultralight stuff. Catching a few smaller species like rock cod, russell, snapper, blacktail, all of that type of stuff. There's a couple of kingies coming out as well. So yeah, that's all in the between Tongat and Westbrook. And then on the north coast, High Rock area, the snook that the guys were catching have kind of faded away slowly. We haven't seen a heck of a lot there, but there are still fish coming out. The guys are catching shad there, a couple of cob came out, but the cob are coming out quite late at night. So if you can tolerate the being there in a small crowd, then go for it. And then further north, we've seen a lot of flatfish catches. It's partially due to the fact that the water conditions up there have been ideal. A lot of northeast blowing. This week, again, is a lot of northeast. That's why you see it'll take the water slightly longer to clean up. Normally in the southwest, the water cleans up very fast. And then what you'll see as well is with all of these northeast winds, it's going to deposit a lot of sand from the outer banks onto the surf. So all of your very rocky areas will normally get a bit sanded up, and there'll be a much deeper backline. It's obviously the opposite in your westerly. Westerly will scour the sand out of the front. The rocks will all become exposed, and then it'll deposit the sand up onto the banks. So depending on what fish you're targeting, that's one thing you need to look out for. Obviously, when it comes to things like your bronze bream, what you want is the front to be scoured up and a slightly shallower sandbank out at the back, because those fish will come in and feed on the rocks, and you'll catch them quite shallow. If you're going to be targeting stuff like your flatfish and your sharks, you want a deeper sandbank with more sand up in the front by the rocks. It A, makes things easier to land, and B, you can get into much deeper water without having to cast too far. A lot of the time, you'll see that the guys don't wade in conditions like that. They only wade when there's a sandbank out in the deep after the westerly winds have been blowing, and they have to now wade to that sandbank and then make a cast to get into deeper water. A little bit further north, you know, Sheffield area, the guys have been catching fish on and off. A lot of the holiday makers have been talking about wave garrick, which is good fun if you're fishing with light tackle. And then we've also seen further north in the Tinley area, a couple of stumpies coming out, which is always kind of the highlights of my week most of the time, is hearing the guys catching stumpies. It's one of the species that I like to catch myself. And makes me happy that there's quite a few around still. So I think that's about it from the surf. I'd probably concentrate on flatfish and sharks this week, because the conditions seem to be all lining up. Good wind, even though it's a little bit strong in most days. Good wind direction, I would say. The seas are looking right. I think the tide is right for most fish. And then moving on to the boats, the guys that have managed to get out are still catching a lot of bottom fish, especially guys on Belita. catching yellowtail still. I've seen some tropicals. I've seen a lot of bottom fish, rock cod. I saw a really decent catch and fine. If I'm not mistaken, it was around 10 to 12 kilos. I don't recall exactly right now. And then the game fish up north, they're catching quite a few. Far down south, I'm talking Shelly Beach area, Alawal area, they're catching a lot of game fish as well. And locally, it just seems to be slightly quiet on the game fish front. I'm just trying to think what else I've heard of, but it's just been a bit quiet, unfortunately. But I think once the water settles now, and this morning it was looking much flatter, I think it's going to turn on a heck of a lot. I mean, we've seen dories almost the whole week, even in the rough conditions that the guys have managed to get out there. They're catching dories, especially the Durban boats. But apart from that, it hasn't really been a heck of a lot. So, yeah, guys, let us know what happens. I hope you guys managed to get some fish. And again, let us know what happens. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesse. Great to have you back, my friend, and great to have your detailed reports as to exactly where the fish are coming out and those tips and techniques as to where to cast for that fish. Guys, like Jesse was saying, that non-edge show is definitely going on up at the North Coast, and I do have a report from Suvika Duguza, who was talking about some inedible action as well that's been coming out. Lots of sand sharks, some beauties at that. He says they went out and there were some guys fishing for shad and managed to catch a 17-kilo brown skate on a shad trace. So lots of inedible action coming out over there. There were also reports on a 18-kilo GT that was caught out at Blightdale. More sand sharks down at Zinkwazi, one being off 1.6 meters, caught on a sada bait. So that is our North Coast, and it continues all the way up there, right into Richards Bay, where that non-edible show is going on. But more than anything else, the talk of the town between Richards Bay and St. Lucia has got to have been that offshore action. Guys, we are talking tuna. There's still that sailfish coming out. It is popcorn season going on over there. Lots of dories on the bite as well. So if you are up on the North Coast, make sure to book a charter if you are not going out with a boat, because that offshore fishing is absolutely fantastic at the moment. Now moving on to the Midlands, where the fishometer is very interesting on Jan's side. He doesn't have too much to report on certain aspects, but there were certain aspects where he has been doing some guiding and he has had some fish that has come to hand. So guys, here is Jan reporting from the Kingfisher, Peter Maritzburg.
Hey there, guys. So the new year is finally upon us, and there are lots of new fish waiting to find themselves attached to the end of your line. The quote-unquote fish-o-meter seems to have picked up somewhat post-Christmas. Perhaps it was a case of the anglers settling down for the holidays, or it was a case of all the new tackle that was getting to see the light of day. Being a tad up and down soil, the weather seems to have kept up its mischief, alternately blowing hot and dry, then cold and wet. But rainfall figures are certainly down to single figures for the most part, with only a few double figure reports from those areas closer up to the berg. Even though the water table is still up from the earlier rains and rivers are still shunting. The lower stretches especially that meander through worked lands and even in the upper reaches, while still not exactly blown out, is making for some quote unquote interesting fishing, especially if one needs to cross to the opposite bank. So top tip here, guys, wade slowly. Keep your feet very close to the floor. In other words, shuffle. Being careful not to lift your feet too high, otherwise it will get swept away and you will take an untimely swim. With the rivers in their current state, there have in fact been no, and I say again, zero returns from the Natal Fly Fishers Club river anglers in the last week. Yours truly, however, found himself with two guests on the Upper Bushman's River. Having had no confirmed status of the river beforehand, I spent the day beforehand tying up some morsels to present to the brown spotted jewels that inhabit this piece of water. A 50-50 batch of dry flies and tungsten bombs fell off the vise that day. On the way up though, the river looked a tad high, but not that bad, so hopes of a dry fly session was still high. But that was soon laid to rest within a couple of casts and only a short stretch of river. The water was just too fast to entice a fish up off the bottom. Switching to dry dropper yielded almost instant success, and my guests were on the board. Further success was had by disposing of the dry and switching to a double tungsten rig, to make sure that the flies reach the feeding zone in the fast flow. End count for the day coming in at 20 fish landed, 5 dropped, and a good couple of more on-offs. The fish were primarily in the 6 to 8 inch, that is 15 to 20 centimeter bracket, with a few that came in at the 9 to 10 inch or 23 to 25 centimeter class. Water temperature was a cool 14 degrees, which meant that the fish were feeding actively. All in all, a great day, in fact, for two anglers fishing this piece of water for the very first time. With the rivers on the high side, the NFFC still waters have been out in force by comparison, with a number of returns listed between Christmas and across New Year's. Some discoloration was noted for one of the smaller waters, otherwise the still waters were noted to be brimming and clean. Water temperatures were also down to a more comfortable 16 degrees. For the most part, fish reported were in the 15 to 17 inch, that is 38 to 43 centimeter range, with just a few in the 13 to 15 inch or 33 to 38 centimeter class, and a couple more in the upper 17 to 19 inch, 43 to 48 centimeter, and even the 21 and 23 inch or 53 to 58 centimeter bracket. No flies were mentioned in the returns, of course, but other words from the water is that large dragonfly patterns along with the standard ubiquitous woolly bugger are your current go-to patterns. The bass socials have been quiet, so sadly no word from either Albert Falls or Midmar Dams. A report was received from a fly angler fishing a private Moy River water that landed some 25 fish between the 6 to 18 inches, that is 15 to 45 centimeter bracket, and lost quote-unquote plenty more. With the prevalence of cool, misty weather conditions in the Midlands currently, a number of weather-watching anglers headed north in search of better weather and the yellow gold that inhabited Sterkfontein Dam. No confirmed reports, but no sign of any of the complaining anglers back the side, so one must assume that they have had some success and are all staying up there mining the gold. Once again, guys, a happy new year to all listeners and tight lines for the year ahead. And do pop into the Kingfisher Pier in Maritzburg for the best tackle and advice.
Thank you so much, Jan, for another great detailed report, my friend. It's a new year, but the same puns and metaphors as always. I absolutely love it. Keep it coming. We're looking forward to this year's new ones. Yeah, so well done on your trip, getting those guys on that fish at the Bushman's. 20 fish in one day amongst two anglers. Yes, your tackle tying has definitely done the job. So, yeah, keep it up, my friend. If ever I'm going trout fishing, you are definitely going to be my guide. Now, guys, that rounds off our KZN report for this week. It is certainly poised to be a fantastic weekend, so make sure to get out there, whether you are fishing north or south or inlands, whether you are fishing for non-edibles or edibles, or whether it's rock and surf or offshore. We will have some fish going on this weekend. So when you are out there, guys, as always, please remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.